Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is. I love him. And his return is imminent. And this Saturday will be 3 years since the Lord told me that statement. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And the Lord loves his people. And I thought about something earlier today. I mentioned it before, but I mentioned it again because it's worth mentioning. When the people of God, we ask the Lord to save us. And he will, and he does. We're receiving salvation, and then at the same time, we should reject the world system. That's why we ask for forgiveness and we receive salvation, and we reject all the works of darkness. And so, just like we receive salvation, we must reject darkness so that our lives won't be in a stalemate. We'll have fellowship. We receive salvation and we reject darkness, then we have fellowship. Sometimes people don't let go of a few things in the world, and it works like leaven against their lives. That's why the Lord have to say, sometimes people don't, they try not to sin, they don't want to sin, they got a new spirit. But sometimes people don't put the effort forth to make sure that they are not divided in their heart, that they're not allowing parts of the world in their heart. And the Lord is just. He, the justice of God, when people make you angry or get on your nerves and you desire justice against them, remember there's things in our lives that's just not how it ought to be either. So God requires us to forgive people and love people no matter what's going on. And when I saw that was I knew it was important, but I didn't know how important. Sometimes you just don't have the revelation. But Jesus said it, and you know, for months and years I had studied what Jesus said. I didn't just want to be saved, I wanted to know the Lord. I wanted to hear him. I wanted a relationship with him. I pursued the Lord when I first got saved. And I worked at, I got saved at Food Giant at the grocery store where I worked. And every many days at lunchtime, I would go to Burger King and get something to eat because it was in the same lot, you know. The store and Burger King, I didn't have to leave. I didn't have to go deal with traffic lights. I just had to go get in line and I could get my order and come back, and I'd have about 20 minutes to study the word and eat. And I did this many days. And I used to always study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I spent more time in the Gospels than anything else because I wanted to know what Jesus said. I loved it. I was so thankful that he saved me. I wanted to know what he said and do what he said. Doesn't mean I always agree with what he said, but I wanted to learn it, but I was trusting God. You know, I did have a problem with turning the other cheek, but I read it and I said, I knew I had to do it. So eventually, a few years went by, 4 years to be exact, and I had been called to the ministry, and a guy basically picked a fight with me. He was testing me. I didn't know it at the time. He was older than me. So, long story short, I didn't have the strength I needed to love him. And I talk about this a lot because this is a huge problem that many people have. And I sympathize because I didn't want to fight the guy from my heart. But I didn't have the strength to do it God's way. I lost all my strength to stand was gone. And at my weakest moment, the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And he taught me about unconditional love. It was a huge revelation. But when he spoke that word, it charged my heart. Now, when you hear the word of God, it's charging your heart, even if you're reading it, whether you're reading it or whether the Lord speaks to you or the Holy Spirit, or even if another brother or sister in Christ share the word, it charges your heart. And it gives you strength if you have the love to receive. Now, that's what people don't know. And not that they don't know it, but that's a weak spot in the church. If you want something in life, anything in the Word of God, receive it in your heart. Receive that portion of God's Word inside your heart. And don't just read the scriptures, read chapters, because chapters give you more clarity. And it'll charge your heart for the hard days, for evil times, for times that you would give in. You cannot fail if your heart is charged with the Word of God. And if your heart is fully charged with the Word of God, not only will you survive your problem, you will thrive in life. And you'll undo the works of darkness. And you'll be the blessing you need to be, that you're designed to be. All this is in the charge of God's Word. As you receive it, you can't just hear it, you have to receive it. And you have to allow it to be part of you. And so that's what I did. I charged my heart with the Word of God because I received what God said. It made a difference. And I had the strength in that weak moment to say, man, we don't need to be fighting. I'm gonna go get a drink. We're gonna talk about it. I didn't just have the strength to stand. I had the wisdom of what to do. Now, this was a miracle to me. And it may not sound much to you, but it was a huge miracle. I learned so many wonderful truths in one moment. In my weakest moment, I learned these things. So I said, well, Lord, teach me how to love your people. Because I knew that I was going to get weak again. I knew that I was going to mess up again. And there's no reason to have, if you know that there's a weakness, now you know that there's a weakness. So do something about it. And that's what I was doing. I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And I learned many truths as I learned and endeavored to love God's people. That's when I started seeing visions. That's when I started receiving revelation. As I drew near to the Lord, paying attention, he prepared me to receive visions and dreams, and it helped me structure my life right, and it helped me to grow and go forward. It helped me to understand, and it helped me to, I made unwise choices, all kind of things, but it was a whole lot less than it used to be. I made great choices after that because of the revelation. And I was able to stand and go forward. I made fewer poor choices. And that's what I'm trying to say. I made more wise choices and fewer poor choices because I received the revelation of God's Word. I learned the strategy of God. I learned to honor God. I learned to carry myself better. And then that kind of love set the stage for me to learn something else, how to overcome greater temptations. And the Lord taught me to kill temptation by loving people that was tempting me. When women would tempt me, I loved them as a person. Now, it took other things, other knowledge too, but that's the main thing. Because when you have the love of God, you can receive from God. And I kept my fight. See, with the love of God, you can keep your fight. The fight in you that it takes to stand and win is in there. But in temptation, when if something changes your focus, you lose your fight. And you see things for what it is. You can even realize, see, when you're caught up, you don't look at everything. But when you're sober in your mind, you can, your choices, your wisdom, you know that if you do the wrong thing, it's going to hurt a lot of people. Everybody that looked up to you, it's going to hurt your parents, her parents, your wife, whoever's involved in your life. It's going to hurt everybody. It's going to mock God. The devil's going to use it big, just like when Jimmy Swaggart fell. A man that was so effective in the things of God, a lot of people used it as an excuse to leave the presence of God and go back to the nasty world. And a lot of people that didn't love God, no way, you know, they didn't half love God. They not only did they turn off because of what he did, they accused other good men of God that was standing. See, when you do something wrong, it don't just stop with you. It's the enemy uses it for all he can get out of it. And I began to realize that. And I knew that if I did wrong, he tried to kill me while I was wrong. I knew that too, but that's not why I fought. I just knew those facts. I began to see of the plot of the enemy. And I learned something else, that the enemy has a lot of place in the average person. And it made me want to do something. So again, I had the strength, the courage, and God gave me knowledge and wisdom as I progressed to take the high ground. And it became my pattern to take the high ground. When I didn't fight Slim, I took the high ground. And it became a pattern of life. And it became a way of life. So when you receive the word of God, you receive salvation, you receive knowledge and wisdom. Simultaneously, you got to hate the things of darkness. Hate the low ground. Hate the beggarly ways of the world, the unfruitful works of darkness. Those are things you have to hate. And if you hate those things, it won't be hard. It won't be hard to manage your life and go forward. And people will see things differently. They'll see the light of God in you. They'll see the works of God. And they'll have something to measure their life by. And the people that want to love God, they will come forward. They always do. The people that don't really care, they're going to stay like they are and die. But those that love God, they're going to come out. Sometimes people need hope. Once they see it, they're going to start using their faith. This is the reason we run. This is the reason we stand. This is why we win our races. We're not racing against each other in competition, worldly competition. I hate worldly competition. You know, competition is for sports. That's fun. That's fun competition. But the Lord told me something. He said a lot of men are going to be jealous of you. And that didn't compute too good, because when you have the love of God stirring in you, and all you want to do is the love of God, that's it. The concepts of somebody being jealous because you love them and because you follow God, it don't compute too good. And people, Christians, sinners, everybody think, and you know, and everybody believe that everybody's just like them. This is the average point of view. There are people who have become wiser than that, but they had to go through the same process. On average, everybody thinks that everybody's just like them. If you're pure, you think it's, on average, it's easy to think everybody's pure. If you're forward, it's easy to think everybody's forward. If you're a coward, it's easy for you to think everybody's a coward. Because that's your world. You don't have the concepts to believe any different. But there are people more that's pure and not forward. There are people that's forward and not pure. There are people that's cowards, and there are people that are bold in their ways and fearless. People are varied. So when I thought pure, I was trying to think the best of everybody, but that's not the case. He said, many men will be jealous of you. Why? Because if you progress in the Lord and do what God said do, your life is going to reflect. And your life is going to work when other people's lives don't. And people don't always like things. When the light comes around, they don't always appreciate it. And sometimes they just don't expect it to come from you. But we are people of God. So my position became, I'm going to love them anyway. I'm going to do what's right anyway. I was misunderstood a lot, still is. I still get misunderstood. But that's all right. I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to and love people and try to seek to be a blessing. Do what's right. Do what God would have me to do. I can't help it the way people see things, but I can follow Christ. I can do His word. I can be just like Him. I can be rooted and grounded in the living love of God. And that's what I endeavor to do. It's my heritage. But when you receive what God is saying and reject what Satan is saying, that's the key of fellowship. There is no peace to the wicked. So if you harbor wickedness, you won't have peace. Peace is fellowship, according to what God told me. I said, Lord, what's your definition of peace? He said, fellowship. I believe Him. I receive Him. And some scholars will probably say, well, this is, when the Lord tell you something, it fits. Everybody don't receive stuff. If a man lean to his own understanding, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Now, I can't control what other people believe, but I can receive what God is saying to me. And so can you. And it's necessary to believe what God is saying. Because guess what? God is always right. And the reason they didn't know, you got to be humble and learn. And reject darkness. And you won't, and things will stop being so cloudy. And you can get out of the stalemate. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Any form of darkness will hold you back and cause your life to be a stalemate. But when you receive God's word and reject darkness, you have fellowship and you're on the path to many secrets of His knowledge. And your life will thrive and be a beautiful thing to see. Well, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. I love the secrets of His wisdom.